Hi, I'm excited that you're here to work on your breathing. We are just going to start out by focusing on your inhale. So if you haven't lay down on the ground, popped your hand on your belly, really started to tap into how natural you can move that breath into your belly, please make sure that you do that at some point. A lot of people find it so much easier to breathe into that space while they are lying down. But we are going to be doing this standing up. So if you are not already standing up, getting your hands, raising them above your head and clapping the palms together. So you've got this sort of like triangle or steeple shape. This is going to put your rib cage in the ideal position. So I want you to keep your ribs where they are as you relax your arms and your shoulders down. So you should feel that it's a little bit more raised, a little bit prouder. Your collarbones are horizontal to the ground. And we're going to keep your ribs there as you pop your hand back on your belly button and just start to breathe, expanding into that hand. We're trying to keep the breath out of the chest. The chest moves or swings ever so slightly. The rib cage swings ever so slightly. But really, we're targeting that breath underneath your hand at your belly and trying to make it as effortless as possible. If you're going through the nose, start to breathe now in through the mouth and out through the mouth, which is much closer to what we do with singing. In through the mouth and out through the mouth. Staying in that position, we're just going to start off with some slide exercises. So higher voices up here, lower voices down here. And we're going to slide on an R. So it's going to be inhale into that hand. Again, take the time to inhale into that hand. And this time I also want you to notice what happens as you're singing to that hand, to your belly. Inhale into the belly. Now keep going without me into the belly. Notice that hand starts to just gradually melt back into the body as you are exhaling. Breathe in. Inhale into the hand. Chest more shallowly. Breathing into that hand. One more. Beautiful. Okay, so now we are going to work with one that is a little bit smoother, a little bit more movement. So we're going to do me. What I will say about the E is that you want to make sure that you have a little bit more space in the back of your mouth. So you're going to lift your soft palate. And if you don't know what that feels like, just say E. And notice that the roof of your mouth at the back there wants to collapse on the E, whereas it stays nice and open on the R. So we want to keep more of that R shape in the back of your mouth, that dropped jaw, and you're going to notice that the tongue makes that movement for you. So it's more E than it is E, which is a lot smaller. So same focus. Once you've got that shape in the back of your mouth there, you're going to breathe into that hand. So keep your hand there. If you need to reset your ribs, hands above your head, just to make sure that they're in the right position, and breathing into that hand, that belly button. So we're going to do me. Start to melt back in. So you've expanded into the belly button and then it starts to relax back in. Inhale. Me. Inhale. Me. By yourself now. Start to become more natural, that the breath is wanting to expand in there and to deepen. And then as you are singing, as you release that air, you're feeling the abdominal muscles come in. They're slowly sort of melting back inwards. It's not a gripping, it's not a pushing, it's just quite a subtle feeling there. So hopefully that's feeling good and you're actually feeling a little bit more relaxed than you were when you started. It's really good for the nervous system to do some of these deeper breaths. And I will see you next time.